Okay, Chris, can you tell us a bit about the event in London? What's it all about? When is it? And where's it going to be held?
It's a celebration of the 70 years of our Queen being on the throne. And so it's the Platinum Jubilee pageant. It actually takes place in the first weekend in June. On the Thursday, there's an army muster. On the Friday, there's a garden party at Buckingham Palace. And on the Saturday and Sunday, there's other celebrations. Our main involvement, though, will be the pageant on the Sunday, which will bring the celebrations to a close, and involves carnival groups from all over the country. And we are the only carnival in the West Country to be invited. And so it's a great honour to be part of this, such a prestigious event.
And how do we get involved, Chris?
Over the last 10 years, we've built up a strong relationship with the Arts Council, and we've brought groups from Notting Hill, Luton, East Midlands, the Isle of Wight, all have come to our carnival as part of the Arts Council schemes that we've been running. And in April this year, I was approached by the Arts Council to find out if we would be interested in getting involved in a one-off project next year. And the following day, I had a call from the pageant master in London, who formally invited us to be part of this fantastic event. At the time, I was sworn to secrecy, and so I couldn't reveal it to too many people, although I did need to get some information from one or two sources, which I was able to put together and put together a bid for our involvement. And as a result of that, we've been invited to take part. And it's absolutely fantastic honour, once in a lifetime opportunity to be involved in something like this. And of course, it will put Bridgewater Carnival firmly back on the map for 2022, when we know, I'm being optimistic here, we know that our carnival will be back on the streets in 2022. So it will be a good start to the year for us.